Today we are going to be doing a devotional about in your aha moments. An aha moment is a sudden moment in time when you experience a realization, an inspiration, a recognition, some sort of comprehension of something that you didn't know before. Maybe it's sitting in a classroom or small group where you're learning something, or perhaps when you're reading scripture or you've gone through a bad experience, and all of a sudden you have a moment of realization of something you didn't know before. The Bible is full of examples of those powerful moments God used to reveal how people can be in the same situation, see the same things, have the same aha experiences, and make two different choices. For example, Jesus hung on one of three crosses. He was crucified in the middle, with thieves on either side of him. One of the criminals blasphemed Jesus, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But on the other side of Jesus, the second thief had an aha moment. He saw Jesus as the Son of God, as in the Savior of the world. Answering the first thief, the second rebuked him and said, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?" Then he said to Jesus in our verse today, "Lord, remember me when you go into the kingdom today." We can choose one of these two reactions when something is revealed to us by God or someone else. We can choose humility or stubbornness. One thief responded stubbornly, and the others decided to be very humble. It's how you react to those very particular important moments in time, those powerful moments that determine how you will use your own aha moment. When was your last aha moment? How did you respond? This very week, be very intentional to hear the quiet voice of God. Whether it's a whisper in your heart, a scripture you read, an incident you witness, or an experience you have. And in that moment, humbly ask, "God, what are you revealing to me?" God reveals things to each of us in different ways. For me, it could be in a passage of scripture that I'm reading, in an incident I've witnessed or experience that I had. We can be humble and say, "God, what are you revealing to me? What is it that you want me to learn through this?" Or we can be stubborn, saying, "I already know." When the Apostle Paul was taken into prison in Caesarea and held in captive by the governor Felix for several years, he shared the message of what it means to be a follower of Christ. Felix, a cruel, godless person who was married to a Jewish woman. Felix and his wife Drusilla sent for Paul and listened to him as he heard about his faith in Christ. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix was afraid. Sometimes an aha moment comes during an emotional reaction. Moments should be a fuel to reveal something or cause us to respond in a healthy way. Felix had an aha moment, and his response to Paul, "Go away from me now, and when it is convenient, I will call." And he never did. So here are three helpful and practical things that we can do to cultivate more of our aha moments. The Holy Spirit is our comforter and our guide. Jesus told his disciples that they prepared to go into the world. "Now when they bring you into the synagogue and the magistrates and authorities, don't worry about how you should answer or what you should say." He said, "Your life is going to be tough. You are going to be challenged. People are going to drag you into court and into the synagogue. You are going to be challenged on what you believe." Then he said, "For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." when you have that wrestling in your spirit that something isn't right or there is something that needs to change in your life, that's the moment you get very serious about prayer and ask the Lord to reveal through the Holy Spirit what to do and what to say. If you want the truth, you've got to ask the right questions. The Bible is really a question book. It's filled with questions. Like, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? Pilate asked, what shall I do with Jesus? That's a great question that we should be asking. What is it good for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? You can spend a couple of days or you can spend the rest of your life thinking about that. If God is for us, then who can be against us? You hear me ask the question, what one thing I can do in the next 30 days that would most significantly impact my marriage, my family, or my finances? Keep questions in front of you and just wrestle with them for a while. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. If you want to have better aha moments in life, be around people who are godly, smart, care about you, have no agenda, and who love you. You can just say, I'm wrestling with this in my life, and they can start asking you those kinds of questions that make you think and pray with you through the process. If we are doing these three things on a regular basis, we are going to likely have less oh no moments. I'm not looking for the next oh no moment. I'd rather say, Lord, what aha moment is out there for me today? I hope this has been an encouragement. It has been a massive encouragement for me, guys. Well, I hope to hear from you soon. Love you guys. Bye. Good evening, or morning, wherever you're listening from. Tonight, we are going to be doing a wine tasting. So, what we're going to do is a three-step process. I will be looking. You guys obviously can't. Smelling. Okay, so it's actually a four-step process. Look, check velocity, viscosity, smell, and taste. Now, if you want to do this along with me, all you're going to need is a paper and a pen. Or a pencil, whichever you prefer. So, grab that stuff. And we'll get started. Okay. So some of you guys may be saying, hey, Tyler, how do you open a bottle of wine? Well, I will tell you. You're going to need a handy tool called a bartender's friend. It has a bottle opener and a corkscrew and a knife for cutting foil. So what you're going to have to do is cut the foil with the knife and then peel it off. And then you're going to want the corkscrew, which I need to get a better one. You're going to need a corkscrew. And you're going to, this is called, there's a technical term for the corkscrew part. You're going to dig that in to the cork, off-centered a little bit. Then you're going to pull as hard as you can until the cork comes out. And that is how you open a bottle of wine. Okay, for the first step of wine tasting, we are going to be looking at the color. So this is where you can follow along. Since this is a red, we're gonna identify the intensity of the color. If you can see your hands through it, it's a pale. If you can kind of see, your hands to it, it's a medium. And if you can't see your hands at all, which is the case with this Cabernet Sauvignon, it will be a deep. Now the second part is going to be the color, or in this case, the hue. So, this is kind of, now you're going to want to look at it over a neutral light and a neutral color of paper, preferably white. I'd say this is kind of Cabernet Sauvignon. It's kind of a garnet color. And that's it for step one. Secondly, it's going to be the viscosity. The more alcohol it has in it, or however much residual sugar there is in it, will determine how fast the tears of the wine runs down the side of the cup. And if you're wondering what the tears are, it is when you swirl wine, you will see tears develop on the side of the glass. This phenomenon is called the Gibbs-Marnoli effect. It indicates the presence of alcohol. A greater number of tears indicates high level of alcohol. High viscosity can also indicate elevated sugar level. So what you're going to do is swirl it around and then watch the tears. Okay. I'd say medium viscosity on Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, if you at home are doing this, it'll vary depending on the type of wine that you are doing. If you're doing a white wine, there'll be less alcohol in it. So that concludes our second step. So in front of me, I have my workbook opened to the wine that I am going to be drinking. It is Cabernet Sauvignon. And I'll see if my smells match up with what they have. Here, a little information on this wine. Cabernet Sauvignon is the world's most popular wine in a natural cross. It is a natural cross between Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc that originated in Bordeaux. Wines are concentrated and age-worthy. The rich flavor and high tannin content in Cabernet Sauvignon will make it a perfect partner to rich grilled meats, peppery sauces, and dishes with high flavor. So now, we're going to move on to step three. Smell. So what you're going to do to get the scent concentrated, you're going to swirl it around in the cup and close your eyes, take a whiff, and pull it away. That is your initial smell. Did you get anything from that? I am getting kind of like a pencil-y, graphite-ish. It is a red fruit. And what you're going to want to do is to describe it in the best way possible. So here's an example.
This Cabernet Sauvignon smells like it has like a cherry-ish smell. Then you're gonna want to take a whiff. Hold the wine glass away from your nose. The deeper your nose is on the inside, that's where the more fruity flavors come down. And you should be writing the smells you smell. So, it did smell a little graphite. Yeah, and I can smell cherries. Cherries. Okay. Now, is there any floral notes? Yeah. Yep, there is a violet smell. Then you're going to want to check to see if there is any more. Are there any black fruits? It kind of smells jammy. Okay. Take my glasses off so I can get further in there. Yeah, blackberry jam. Very specific, but other than that, I think that's all the smells that I'm able to pick out. Let me have one more. Let me have one more sniff. Ooh. Getting a wet gravel. Like a soggy. Watery smell. And I'm smelling like a dirt road, a gravel road after a rain. So that would be wet gravel. So I have two earthies. Cherries, blackberry jam. I'm gonna need to pick out one more. Are there any spices in the wine you are drinking right now? Ooh. No. Any oaky scents that would prove that this one, the wine you are drinking has been aged. Cedar. So yes, this specific Cabernet Sauvignon has been aged. Cedar. the scent I'm getting is like your mother baking an apple pie. It's not necessarily the apples I am smelling. It's the spices she would put in the apple pie. It has smelled like cinnamon, nutmeg, and baking spices in general. Okay, now let's see if I matched what an actual Cabernet Sauvignon actually smells like. So I got the graphite, check. Cherries or black cherries. That one says black cherries. Cedar. Nutmeg. Baking spices, we'll put those in together. I didn't smell black currant though. Okay. Now that part, that step is over. We're gonna move on to the next step. Okay. Now on to step 4. Taste. Which is one of my favorite parts. So what you're gonna do is either grab your glass by the stem or the disc, which is the thing that sits on the table and that the stem is attached to. Then we're gonna take one big sip. You can either swallow it or spit it out. Me personally, I will swallow it, even if I don't like it. Okay, now I'm not going to speak for this part because, well, I just can't. ASMR warning. We'll move it closer and get into our ASMR voice. Now we're going to take it. Ooh. Okay. ASMR mode is deactivated. Ooh. Okay. Whoa. So now we are going to assess it. But first, we're going to take another sip to recoat our mouth. And you always want to drink in the same exact spot. Because you want to avoid your own bad breath, for one. And you're not going to mark up your glass with, like, say you were wearing lipstick. In this case, I'm wearing chapstick. I wouldn't have little chapstick marks all over my cup, just in one spot. So we're gonna drink from that same exact spot again. And do the process all over again. Swish it around your mouth, gurgle it,
And just make sure your mouth is covered.
Okay. So, what I'm getting from this is high body, high tannins, and that's like the bitterness. Medium plus acidity. Now the alcohol. Is right in the middle. 115% to 13.5%. We're gonna get the alcohol bottle. And then it's not sweet at all. Actually, it is bone dry. Bone dry. Okay, now we're gonna assess the situation. You could do this however you like, but my wine diary has a little smiley face. So if I did like it, which actually I did, I put a smiley face. But if I'm kind of on the fence about it, I could put a meh face. And if I didn't like it, I could put a frowny face. But I did actually surprisingly like it. So I'm going to put a smiley face onto the white. So we have already done the look part. Now, we are going to do the viscosity part next, because I forgot about that. It's quick. So there's light alcohol, and it's La Ville Ferme, fancy French wine. So I've already picked up a note of marmalade, and I just picked up a note of vanilla. Ooh, there's the punch in the face again. That's all I am picking up is just the citrusy smell and the slight vanilla smell. So, that being said, we will move on to step 3. Which is taste. Whenever you are ready, you will do it. In 3, 2, 1. Ooh. Yeah, there's that lemon. It took me to tasting it to exhaling it through my nose to get the lemon. Mm. Let's do one more for good measure. Medium body. No, there we go. Medium minus body. Low tannins, because in order to make white, so all grapes start out as red grapes. All wines, even whites. But the thing they do different in the white wine making process is they painstakingly peel the skin off of the red grapes, which gives it the red color and the tannins. So I'd say medium negative. Because there are some tannins in there, just slightly enough. Then there was a tingle on my tongue, which the tingle on your tongue is a good thing. That's the acidity. So that's how you know that it has some acidic properties. But I do a medium low for that as well. And there was, it really wasn't, I don't know. Let me sip a little bit of this. Yeah, really no, really no alcohol. So I'll put. And it's not dry. And it's not sweet. It's. You know what I mean. It's like right in the middle. Go dry and sweet. Would I drink this? No. Was it my favorite? No. So I'm gonna give it a frowny face. But yes. And I will see ya later. Adios, and have a great day.